Figure Facts for Life.
We just want you to be healthy.
Health and happiness.
If you pay attention to what goes in your body, you'll be amazed at the results.
Fuel, nourish, and heal your body.
Eating healthy, well, that's everything.
Put the right fuel in. Take care of your engine.
Here's Roberta Gennaro.
Welcome to Figure Facts for Life. I'm your host, Roberta Gennaro. I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist with over 30 years clinical nutrition experience. I want to thank you for joining us today. I actually have been focused on sharing the wisdom of, you know, my wisdom from my practice and the wisdom of my colleagues in the health profession with you. But today I decided I got some great news from one of my clients, and he has a fabulous story to share with you. And I think those listening in that may have similar issues may realize that they are really can take control of their health and well-being and seek out the counsel of a registered dietitian to help guide them when it looks like it's a little overwhelming. So I want to bring on Kasu. Hello, Kasu.
Hi, Roberta. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to have you on today because, well, I want you to share a little bit with our listeners. But before you do that, I just want to say Kasu is a very busy man because we're all busy. And we always say, oh, I'd do that if I wasn't so busy, or I could eat healthy if I wasn't so busy. But he travels a lot for business. He's in his mid-60s and he's still going strong. And I think, you know, that's the MO today. People are living longer. We're vital. We're working into, you know, our 70s, sometimes even 80s. One of the physicians I work with is in his 80s. And you know what? As long as he's feeling good and he's operating on full throttle, he figures, why do I have to retire? I'm still really out there making an impact. So, Kasu, share with our listeners a little bit about what prompted you to reach out to me, a registered dietitian nutritionist. What were the challenges that you were experiencing?
Sure, Roberta. Like you said, I'm in my mid-60s and I travel quite a bit for my work. And I had a few issues. One of the issues I had was I was pre-diabetic for about 6 years. So my A1C oscillated between 5.7 and 5.9.
Okay.
And I was managing to keep it in that range. As well as I had a couple of gout attacks. And, I had also had high cholesterol.
Okay.
So the problem I had was managing my diet because all these diets are conflicting with each other. For example, low-carb diet conflicts with gout diet.
Right.
Right. And so I was struggling to see how I can find some balance in my diet. And that's when I was talking to my primary care provider, and he suggested that I see a nutritionist, and he recommended me to you. That's how I came to be meet with you.
And I always like to give a shout out to those primary care providers that refer to registered dietitians. So that your doctor is?
It's Dr. David Zeke.
Here in Chicago.
He's associated with Northwestern.
Okay, fabulous.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Zeke, for referring Kasu. Let's talk about once you started working with me, what you liked about the program that we worked out together.
Yeah, so, I know you remember that we met the first time we met. Actually, I enjoyed our meeting because I was expecting a diet police, but you certainly weren't that. You were kind.
Thank you.
And you actually listened to me and see how I eat, and your guidelines were, particularly for me, were not that hard to follow because my break was, I think, the only couple of the restrictions that you put on was that, you know, I should have enough fiber in each of my meals.
Yes.
And I eat lots of veggies and fruits, which, you know, I like. So the it wasn't a hardship for me to follow the diet guidelines that you set. One thing I have to tell your audience is that you did not give me a meal plan or menus.
Right.
You just gave me guidelines.
Right.
And then you left it up to me to figure out what I should eat. And that was perfect for me.
Right. Well, so, I'll tell you, Kasu, can I just share a little bit? That comes from experience. Because what I found is some people would say, just tell me what to eat. But in reality, nobody likes to be told what to eat. Do you know what I'm saying? And it never really worked. Now, I could give guidelines and I could give suggestions. But this year, in 2019, what I instituted and really worked with Kasu on was text consulting. So I gave him some constructs, some framework idea for what the meals and snacks should contain, but I let him choose, and then through texting pictures of what he was doing, I was able to see what he tended to choose and then give him guidance on some other, you know, choices, or just say, gosh, I really like what I see, and send him like a thumbs up emoji or a smiley. And if I felt the portion was a little hefty, I would make a suggestion for adjustment on that. But overall, he was in the driver's seat. Did you feel that way, Kasu?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so I also came to dread your case. It's almost like I felt sometimes I was in elementary school. I was looking for a star from you. Which
right. But I know, because we're all looking for that affirmation. And I think that's why this way of consulting, it's almost like you have your dietitian in your pocket and, you know, you're sending her some information and then she's giving you an affirmation right away. Usually, I mean, for the most part, or within minutes of, yes, I like what I see, or, you know, maybe make an adjustment at your next meal because of those choices you made at this meal. You can always adjust if, like, let's say a meal was a little higher in fat, then the next meal is a little lower. And we raise the fiber to help you feel full longer after that meal. What else do you want to share? So what were some of the things that you weren't so crazy about, I guess?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a collector of wine. I've been drinking wine for 40 years, and I like the, you know, the idea. You know, I don't drink by myself. It's usually
right.
with family and friends, and it's one of those things that I truly enjoy.
Right.
And I had to cut down on my drinking. And so at first it was hard because I'm used to drinking maybe a glass of wine with dinner every day, and maybe, you know,
maybe two.
A few more during the weekends.
Right.
But I totally cut out during the week for sure, and then cut down on how much I drink on the weekends. And that made a tremendous difference.
Right.
Especially in my energy levels and my sleep.
Okay.
Quality of my sleep.
So you noticed that your energy level increased and your sleeping improved? Like you felt like you got more rest out of your sleep than before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And then I just, you know, I had a sweet tooth, so I would eat desserts. Not you know, as much, not like dessert every day kind of a thing, but cutting down on sugars and processed foods really cut down on my craving. So I don't need snacks so much between meals.
Okay.
So I can go a pretty long period with just breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I don't typically need a snack in the middle. If anything, I would have some a tea or something.
Right.
That usually is enough for me.
Okay.
So that is a change in my diet.
Okay. So now...
And the thing...
Yeah. So
yeah, the thing I liked best was the carbs at every meal. Right?
Okay. Yeah. And so, then, you know, here you are, you come to me and you're wanting that hemoglobin A1C to come down. And by general consensus out there, if you told somebody you had elevated blood sugar, they would say to you, not knowing what we know as dietitians, they would say, oh, you know, cut the carbs, right? Just cut the carbs and that'll come down. Well, you know, the reality is you can cut carbs, and you probably, in fact, did cut the quantity down because we were watching portions. However, carbs, like I've always said, are the number one energy source for the body. It's the right source of carbohydrates coupled with the fibers from your vegetables that really help you to feel full and satiated for hours after a meal so that you're not, you know, looking for that next thing. Now, if you are a stress eater, it's a whole different ballgame because stress eaters will just eat to eat because they use food for other reasons than just to satisfy baseline hunger, right? So there's other strategies I use for people that are stress eaters that, you know, Kasu was not so much in that realm. But I will tell you, I was so happy to hear. Now, we've been working together for, is it like a little over 3 months, Kasu?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
A little over 3 months.
Yeah, just a little over 3 months. And generally, when somebody comes to me with an elevation of cholesterol, lipid levels are elevated, or blood sugar, or even blood pressure, but the parameters that they're going to test your blood for, we usually look at a 90-day window to repeat that blood test. Why? Because your blood actually renews itself every 90 days. So it doesn't make sense to test it earlier. We might see slight changes, but we really, you know, get a nice impact when we do that 3-month recheck. And when Kasu reached out to me and shared with me his results, I was, you know, it's funny. I'm like, after 30 years of counseling, you'd think I would be like, okay, whatever. Like, I know that's coming, that the cholesterol level that was high is going to be normal. And, you know, the blood sugar levels are going to be improved, if not normal. But every time I get excited, I mean, it's just, it really thrills me because I know not only has Kasu changed the way he looks at food, but understands the power in his choices. Would you agree, Kasu?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, my doctor is extremely happy with my numbers. My cholesterol was cut in half.
Okay.
My A1C was down to 5.5, first time in 6 or 7 years.
Wow. Okay.
And I've been on medication as well for some of the things, but now I think I can get off those medications.
Right.
With just diet alone.
Right. And so, that's the other good news, is people out there that are on medications, that you can make corrections in your diet and get such results that you don't need those medications to regulate your cholesterol. Now, I will say this, or, you know, blood sugar. I will say this, though. You know, it's a lifestyle. I always tell my listeners and my clients, I'm going to teach you how to live it. Because if I teach you how to fish, you could eat for life, right? If I spoon feed you what to do, then you're not partnering with me. You know, we're not being partners on this. And that doesn't serve you long term. So you kind of, there's a little bit of a learning curve and there's a little bit of an adjustment that takes place. But overall, the body is very forgiving. I see it over and over again. And Kasu is just, you know, another example of, you know, that. So Kasu, before we wrap, what's kind of the last thing you would like the listeners to take away from this episode?
Yeah, I mean, so basically, you know, we have a saying where I come from. It says, when the student is ready, a teacher will appear, right?
Ah.
And that's absolutely true in this case. Mm-hmm. It is, as you say, is a lifestyle commitment. You know,
yes.
I had to go through some introspection and say, am I ready to change the way I eat? Am I ready to go through that little extra effort at every meal to make sure that I'm eating the right thing?
Right.
And I chose to do that.
Right.
And I think that's what's really important. And some, you know, anybody else that's embarking on this journey, it is a commitment that you have to make.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I always say, it's like being at the fork in the road. You can choose health or you can choose ill health, because at some point you have to make that decision. And for some people, it's a challenge. And for some people, you know, they vacillate a little bit, or, you know, they'll work with me for a while, then leave, and then they come back. And that's okay. I welcome them with open arms, because I know that making adjustments, we're creatures of habit. We tend to do the same things over and over, and change can be challenging. but it doesn't have to be hard. And I hope that from what Kasu has shared with you, that you understand that it is doable for a man who's, you know, in his mid-60s, he's busy with work, he's traveling, he's social with family and friends and coworkers and business associates, and he still was able to make those great adjustments to get the benefit out of the power from the foods he chooses. So, Kasu, thanks again for joining me today and sharing your story. I just hope and pray that somebody out there hears this and takes the leap of faith to reach out to a registered dietitian, nutritionist. You can reach out to me at figurefacts.com, and I have a contact form on my website, or you can reach out to me at my office at 312-988-4850. Thank you again for listening in. We want to also make sure you check us out on Facebook and Instagram and give us some comments. Figure Facts LLC, all one word. I'm Roberta Gennaro. Thank you for joining me, and ciao, ciao for now.